May 30th, 1977, Memorial Day. Today is a day set aside for remembering our country's war dead, and it is appropriate that we do so, for our debt to those who made ultimate sacrifices is great indeed. However, for many, this holiday is used as a day for honoring all loved ones who have died, no matter the circumstances. One of my most vivid childhood memories is decorating the graves of relatives on Memorial Day. My mother always was a little anxious about the progress of her peonies this time of year. Would they or wouldn't they be ready in time to make bouquets to take to the cemetery? I can't remember a year when they didn't bloom in time. Memory is one of God's greatest gifts. Though it can raise sadness from the depths of our soul, it can also pump long-forgotten moments of joy to the surface like a refreshing mountain spring. The picnic, the homecoming, the birth, the recovery from illness. It is a bittersweet day to be sure. But as you remember, don't let the bitter overpower the sweet. O Father up in heaven, stir our sleeping souls, renew our faith, lift us up, and give us higher goals, and grant us heavenly guidance when war threatens us again. For more than guided missiles, all the world needs guided men. A Memorial Day Prayer, Helen Steiner Rice.